We attend our big churches in San Luis Obispo, where we have a smaller church in Arroyo Grande.
我们的教会母会是在 SLO 这个地方，但是我们在 AG 那里有一个比较小的一个分堂。
And we go to the church in Arroyo Grande most often.
我和我太太经常会去Arroyo Grande 的那个小一点的教会。
Because it's smaller, and we're trying to help out there a little bit.
因为他们还很小，所以我们在尽我们所能去帮助他们。
So the preacher preached too long this morning.
所以那个讲道的牧师今天早上讲的太长了。
So I had to sneak out before the service was over, and Beverly stayed behind.
所以我就提前溜了，然后我的太太还在那边。
Anyway, I thought let's just say a word of prayer as we start today, and let's ask God's blessing on the time that we share together.
让我们开始之前先一起祷告。
Lord, we thank you so much that you are here.
亲爱的主，感谢你，谢谢你，来到这里。
Your word says that wherever two or three are gathered together in your name, you promise to be present.
你应许我们说，只要有两三个人在地上一起奉你的名聚集，你就在我们中间。
So we welcome you to this service today.
主，我们欢迎你来到我们中间。
We pray that the Holy Spirit will open our ears to hear and our eyes to see the truth of your word.
我们求你赐下圣灵来开我们的眼睛，开我们的心窍，使我们能够明白你话语的真理。
We pray this in Jesus' name.
奉耶稣基督的名求。
So you'll remember I was here a month ago and I talked about the subject how to forge.Or how to grow your faith.
大家也许记得我一个月前在这里分享过怎么样来建造我们的信心。
How many were here the last time I spoke?
大家当中上一次我在这边的时候，谁听过这篇信息？
So a lot of you weren't here the last time I was here, but I wanted to just mention this morning that the key thought from that message was this.
我就想前情提要一下那篇信息的重点。
That Peter writes that we are to humble ourselves under the almighty hand of God.
彼得劝勉我们说，当伏在神大能的手下。
And when he's talking about the almighty hand of God, he's talking about God's sovereign divine power.
所以当他在说到神大能的手下的时候，他讲到的是神的全能全知。
And he's saying that because God is powerful, we are to offer ourselves to him and to come under his authority and direction in our lives.
因着神这样的全能、大能、全知，我们应当谦卑我们自己来到神的脚前服服。
Even when it's hard,
即使很困难。
Even when we have to wait for God to answer our prayer,
即使很多时候我们需要等待，在等待神来回应我们的祷告。
Even when we feel like God is on vacation and not paying attention to us,
即使我们说觉得怎么祷告，神是不是去度假了，都一直不回应我们的祷告。
And Peter suggests that these hard situations are like fire that shape and mold our lives.
彼得说这些困难。困境就像火一样炼尽我们，使我们的生命能够长成形。
And James, when he writes in his letter, says we should find joy in our trials and our difficulties.
雅各书说，你们遭遇各样火炼的试验的时候，应当喜乐。
Not joy because they're easy or fun.
这个喜乐不是因为经受试炼的时候觉得很好玩、很有趣。
But joy because we know God is doing a good work in our hearts and lives.
而是因着知道神借着试炼在我们的生命中做成一些美好的品格。
So the title of my message today, I want you to be sure you look in your bulletin. It's not quite right. So I want to give you, there's one word missing. And the title is this, How Not to Shipwreck Your Faith.
今天的题目就是说信仰之船是怎么样沉没的，就是说怎么样避免使我们的信仰不离弃信仰。
That makes a lot of difference, doesn't it? That word not makes a lot of difference, doesn't it?
所以英文的这个题目里面缺了一个 not, 就是说我们不希望我们的信仰沉船。
And what this passage presumes is that we already have faith.
那这个题目底下呢，就是有一个前提，就是说我们都已经是信耶稣的人。
And I'm looking around at all of you today, and I've seen your faces before, and I'm assuming you all have a strong faith in God's word and in Jesus Christ.
那我看见大家，我就认识你们当中很多的人，我相信说大家都是已经信主归入基督的名下。
But we probably all know some people in our lives who sadly have turned their back upon their faith.
我想我们身边可能都认识几个很不幸，他们在中间的时候就离弃了信仰。
They were once serving God, but now it feels like they have wandered away.
他们曾经也许在教会里面服侍神，但现在他们已经离开了教会。
So my message this morning is how do we keep that from happening to us?
我今天的信息就是要帮助大家知道说怎么样避免使我们成为这样离弃信仰的人。
How do we not let the things that happen to us that are painful drive us away from God and cause us to shipwreck our faith?
那发生在我们生命中造成我们很痛苦的这些事情怎么样能够避免因着这些痛苦让我们不离开神反而紧紧地抓住神。
In the introduction this morning, I want to make a couple observations. Number one, that the Bible says that in the last days, the days that we're living in, there will be a falling away from those who walk in faith.
在讲信息之前，我先想讲几点背景。圣经里面在已经警告过我们说，末世会有人离开信仰。
And Paul, when he writes the church in Thessalonica, says, "Don't be shaken by what's happened to you."
保罗在提撒罗尼迦后书的时候讲到说，你们看见发生在你们周围这些事情的时候，不要动摇。
Paul, when he writes the church in Ephesus, says, "Don't be carried away from God by every false wind of doctrine."
在以弗所书里面，保罗警告信徒说，不要被各种各样的异教之风摇动。
And Paul wrote Timothy as a young pastor not to be fearful.But to hold on to his faith.
那保罗在写给年轻的提摩太的时候，他说：“你不要惧怕，而是要在真理的里面站立的稳。”
I think we're living in a time when it might be easy to be frightened by what's happening around us.
我想我们现在生活的时代，很可能你看见周围发生的事情，就会觉得很恐惧。
I think there are probably in our group today people of us who are really afraid what's going to happen in the election that's coming.
那我想大家可能会非常担心说十一月份大选会发生什么事情。
We saw one of our candidates for office almost assassinated before our own eyes.
我们看见总统候选人之一几乎被暗杀。
And you may like me be wondering sometimes.Why is God allowing this to happen?
那很多时候我们看见这些事情，就会想，上帝为什么会允许这些事发生？
Has God forgotten about us?
上帝是不是忘记了我们？
And we may be tempted to question our faith.
我们可能会有这样的试探，去开始怀疑我们的信仰。
So these verses are meant to help us today not to abandon our faith.And not to be shipwrecked by the side of the road because we have left our faith behind.
那今天的信息旨在帮助我们鼓励我们怎么样能够不离弃信仰。
So we're going to read some verses from the Bible that are going to help us today. So turn in your Bibles to chapter 1 Timothy chapter 1, and we're going to read from verse 18 through chapter 2, verse 6.I'm going to ask Rachel to read that for us.
我们如果你有圣经，请打开提摩太前书一章，我们会从一章十八节读到二章的六节 ，to chapter 2 verse 6, right?
Yes.
Okay. 提摩太前书一章十八节到二章六节，我儿提摩太啊，我照从前指着你的预言，将这命令交托你，叫你因此可以打那美好的仗。长存信心和无愧的良心，有人丢弃良心，就在真道上如同船破坏了一般。其中有须弥乃和亚历山大，我已经把他们交给撒旦，使他们受责罚，就不再谤读了。我劝你，第一要为万人恳求、祷告、代求、祝谢，为君王和一切在位的也该如此，使我们可以敬虔、端正、平安无事的度日，这是好的。 在神我们的救主面前可蒙悦纳，他愿意万人得救，明白真理，因为只有一位神，在神和人中间只有一位中保，乃是降世为人的基督耶稣，他舍自己做万人的赎价，到了时候这事必证明出来。
So Paul sees himself as a spiritual father to Timothy.
保罗他自己跟提摩太的关系，他就是提摩太属灵的父亲。
Notice how he calls him my child in verse 18.
你看他开头在十八节那里，他说我儿提摩太。
And he's charging him or giving him instructions that he wants him not to forget.
他在这里在嘱咐提摩太，在鼓励他。
He knows that Timothy has been placed in a position of responsibility that God has called him to fulfill.
他已经知道说神有一些使命托付给提摩太，需要他去成就。
And there are three things that he suggests that come from this passage of scripture that I want to be sharing with you this morning.
我想跟大家分享在这一段经文里面一共有三点。
Notice the first thing that he says to Timothy in this 18th verse of our reading today.
注意到在一章十八节这里保罗说的第一点。
Wage the good warfare.
可以打那美好的仗。
Now you might, Paul would have said it this way, fight the good fight of faith.
保罗可能意思就是说要打美好的仗。
So he's saying it is a battle.
这是一个征战。
There are two competing forces in our life.
所以我们的里面有两股力量。
There is God and the Holy Spirit who is calling us unto Himself.
有从神而来的圣灵在我们里面吸引我们靠近神。
There is the devil who is our enemy who works through our flesh to pull us away from God.
也有魔鬼借着我们的肉体想要把我们从神的让使我们远离神。
And that's kind of like an everyday battle, isn't it?
这个是我们日常每一天都会遇到的征战。
Am I going to listen to God, or am I going to listen to the enemy?
我是要听神的话，还是听魔鬼的引诱？
And if you read Ephesians 6, and I addressed this the last time we were together, Paul said, in order to fight that battle, you have to be sure you have your armor on.
那以弗所书六节，保罗给我们的秘诀就是说，在这样的属灵征战里面，我们要穿戴神的全副军装。
I feel like every morning when I get up and I have my devotions and read my Bible and pray, I am putting on the armor of God.
那每一天早上我起来的时候我去祷告来然后读神的话那个就是我在穿戴神全副的军装。
I'm getting ready for battle.
我就正在为了打仗而做准备。
I'm arming myself against the enemy so that the things that God has given me, He cannot snatch away from me.
因此当我预备好要进到这些征战里面的时候这些军装保护我，以至于魔鬼没有办法抢走神给我的。
So he mentions two things that are a part of fighting this battle.
保罗在这里讲到两个方面关于打那美好的仗。
Can you see them?
你可以看到这两个方面吗？
Holding faith and holding or maintaining a good conscience.
在十九节，长存信心，这是第一点。第二点是和无愧的良心。
So let's talk about how we do that.
让我们来看看说怎么做到这两点。
What does it mean to be holding faith?
长存信心是什么意思呢？
Paul writes to the church in Philippi, he says, Lord, I'm taking a hold of you because I know you have already taken hold of me.
保罗在腓立比书里面说主啊，我紧紧地抓住你，因为我知道你已经紧紧地抓住了我。
When God through the Holy Spirit regenerated and saved us, He took a hold of us and said He would never let us go.
当神借着圣灵使我们得以重生的时候神就紧紧地把我们抓在他的手里面。
How do we know that?
我们怎么知道呢？
He said, I will never leave you or forsake you.
因为神说我总不离弃你，也不撇弃你。
He says, there's nothing that can happen to you that I will allow you to be separated from me.
没有任何事情能够使我们与神的爱分开。
So we know that God has taken a hold of us as His children.
所以我们知道说我们是神的孩子，他爱我们，因此紧紧地抓住我们。
He's holding on to you this morning.
今天早上他就在紧紧地抓住我们。
But Paul is saying we need to hang on to him too.
但是保罗在这里说我们也需要紧紧地抓住神。
We need to wrap our arms, as it were, around God and His Word and say, I'm not letting go of you.
啊，我们必须要这样抱住神他的话语他给我们的应许并且表态说神啊，我也绝不放手。
When I'm hurting and suffering, I'm holding on.
当我痛苦和受苦的时候我要紧紧地抓住神。
When I'm being tested and tried,I'm holding on to you.
当我受试炼的时候，我要紧紧地抓住神。
Why am I holding on to you? Because I know you are holding on to me.
为什么呢？因为我知道说，在这些时候，神也紧紧地把我攥在他的手里。
That's a picture I don't want you to lose sight of this morning.
这就是一幅图画。我先对你描述这种互相的紧紧抓住。我希望大家都能够记住这一幅图画。
That as God's children, you are held.In the safety of His care, as He holds on to you.
作为神的孩子，神就这样把我们抱在他的怀里，并且紧紧地抓住我们。
So why would we let go of Him?
所以我们为什么会放手离弃信仰呢？
So that's the first thing, hold on to Him.
所以这是第一点，是长存信心。
I think the second one is a little trickier.
第二点有一点难理解。
We are to maintain a good conscience.
要长存无愧的良心。
That means that we live a life of integrity.
是过诚实的生活。
That we don't compromise our faith.
在信仰的里面不妥协。
That when I'm around my friends, I don't live a different life than I live when I'm in church on Sunday morning.
这意味着我在我朋友的面前跟我周天在教会的时候我是同一个人。
I used to say this to Beverly every Sunday morning.
以前我周天的时候总是对 Beverly 这样讲。
I want the people who see me standing behind the pulpit, I want you when you see, let me start over. I want you when you see me standing behind the pulpit on Sunday to recognize me as the same person you see when you're living with me at home.
我说当我周天站在讲台上，你看见讲台上这个人的时候，我希望你看到的是同一个人，就是跟你每一天跟我生活在一起的时候是同一个样子。
Do you understand that?
大家理解吗？
That's maintaining a good conscience.
这个就是长存无愧的良心。
When I look in the mirror in the morning, I want to be the man that I say I am because of God's grace.
当我照镜子的时候，我看见镜子里这个人，我盼望说这个是同样的一个人，他没有变，是在神面前怎样，在人面前也是怎样。
I want to be the same godly man at the ball game, in the marketplace, and in my bedroom at home.
我盼望说当我在外面的时候，跟在我自己家里，在我的卧室没有人看见的时候，我是都是一样的，是表里如一的。
This is a part of the way that we wage the warfare or we fight the good fight of faith.
这个都是我们打那美好的仗的一部分。
We hold on to God.
我们紧紧抓住神。
And we live honestly and honorably before Him and our fellow man.
并且我们诚实正直敬虔的度日。
Now you'll notice if you read this verse, let's go back to the Bible again.
让我们再回到圣经里。
The Bible says, when we reject this, or when we don't do this, we make a shipwreck of our faith.
他说，有人丢弃良心，就在真道上如同船破坏了一般。
So when we quit hanging on because we're disillusioned or disappointed in God,
有时候我们觉得对神好失望，我们坚持不下去了。
Or because we compromise and don't do the right thing because it's just easier to go with the crowd and do what everybody else is doing.
或者我们就妥协了，就是别人怎么做我们就怎么做，因为那个是一条更容易的路。
Paul says to Timothy, beware of doing that because if you do that, you will shipwreck your faith.
保罗在这里警告提摩太说，不要这样子在信仰上妥协，不然就是像船破坏了一般。
And then he talks about some people who have actually done that.
然后他又说了一些已经离弃信仰的人。
Are you following the Bible? Do you see what he says?
你看到是哪个人吗？
Some have made shipwreck of their faith. Among them are Hymenaeus and Alexander.
有人丢弃良心，就在真道上如同船破坏了一般。其中有徐美乃和亚历山大。
Now we're not sure what Hymenaeus and Alexander did, but the next few words sort of help us. It says that Paul says, "I've handed over to Satan those these that they may Hymenaeus and Alexander that they may learn not to blaspheme."
我们并不知道具体这两个人犯了什么样的罪，但是从后面保罗说，我已经把他们交给撒旦，使他们受罚，就不再谤读了。
These people are experiencing bad things in life, the consequences of their behavior, because they blasphemed against God.
这些人他们可能在生活里面遭受了很多的挫折，以至于他们结出的果子是他们离弃信仰，并且开始亵渎神的名。
Blaspheming God is a dangerous thing, and there are a lot of definitions for what that means.
那亵渎神、谤读，这个有很多的定义。
Some people have said that blaspheming God is simply rejecting him and saying, I don't want what you're offering to me.
有的时候亵渎神可能就是说跟神说拒绝神说你给我这一切我都不要了。
I don't want to trust you because you never do what you promise.
我已经不能够信任你，因为你应许的你从来都不做。
I don't want to trust you because it feels like the way of the world is much more attractive than following you.
我不再信神了，因为我觉得这个世界提供给我的路比十字架的路要好很多。
We want to make sure that there is nothing in our life experience as we follow God in which we as believers who have embraced faith are pushing him away out of our lives.
我们不愿意说在这个世界上发生的任何的事情使我们能够冲击我们的信仰，以至于我们离开信仰。
Whether it's blasphemy, whether it's disobedience, whether it's disillusionment, we cannot allow these things to cause us to let go of our faith.
或者是看见别人离弃信仰、离弃神，或者是亵渎神的名这些事情都不能够使我们放弃。
So it's a battle, isn't it?
所以这是一个征战。
We don't know why there are some who we love and care for, who we see now.Who have abandoned their faith in God? We wonder what possibly could have gone wrong.
每次看到我们身边的人，曾经我们很亲密的弟兄姐妹，他们不在这个信仰的里面，我们就在想说，是发生了什么事情使他们走出这一步呢？
And we might even say, I would never do that.
当看见这些事情发生，我们也许会说，我永远都不会离弃神。
But we have to be careful. The Bible says, "Beware the man that thinketh he stands." Because he too might fall.
就是要这个时候就要谨慎，因为圣经经上说，在你们自以为刚强的也要小心，因为免得你们自己也跌倒。
So that's the first thing. Are you with me? Wage the good warfare. Here's the second.
这就是第一点，是打那美好的仗。
Work for the good of others through prayer.
那第二点就是说，通过祷告为他人来谋求益处。
So notice how chapter 2 starts.
现在我们来看提摩太前书一章二章一节。
Now remember, when these people were reading this, it was a letter.
大家要记住，这个提摩太前书的这个受众是他们读了保罗，这是保罗给他们写的一封信。
It didn't have chapters and verses.
这个那封信里面不是像现在这样编出每一章每一节。
So we're just moving from one paragraph or one page to the other.
所以这个只是接上面那一段。
So Paul is saying, don't reject your faith, don't get shipwrecked.
保罗就说不要丢弃你的信心免得沉船。
And here he's going to tell us what we ought to be doing instead of that.
那第二点他就开始告诉我们要做什么。
And I think this is especially interesting today.
对于今天的我们来说尤其的有意义。
Remember, in Paul's time, the people were living under the yoke and tyranny of the Roman government.
在这个当时的时代背景是犹太人都活在罗马的专政的暴权的之下。
Christians were being murdered brutally for their faith in Christ.
还有很多人因着跟随基督的缘故就被迫害致死。
Many Christians were meeting underground to escape. Discovery and torture and imminent death.
很多的基督徒都是在秘密的地下的聚会因为如果被发现他们就会被迫害被杀掉
But notice what Paul says
在这里保罗是这样讲
He says I pray that you will I urge you to pray for everyone
我劝你第一要为万人恳求
For kings who are in high positions
为君王和一切在位的
You know who that meant?
你知道这意味着什么
That meant Nero
是罗马的皇帝尼禄
who was the leader of that time and who would ultimately burn up the whole city and blame it on the Christians
这个皇帝非常的暴力哈他最后他就把这一把火把这个城都烧了然后怪罪在基督徒身上
Paul is saying pray for your leaders
保罗说要为君王祷告
I think it's interesting maybe just think with me today that Paul did not say Let's get an army together and march against the king.
保罗没有这样说，让我们一起来组建一支军队来反抗这个暴政。
Paul did not say, "Let's organize a protest march against the government for the bad things that they are doing."
他也没说，政府做这么多坏事，让我们一起来示威、游行、抗议。
I'm not even saying that those things are so much wrong as I'm saying they are not the primary responsibility for Christians.
我并不是说所有的这些都是错误的方式，我只是说这些不是基督徒的首要的任务。
If the church is to do anything, it is to pray for those who are in leadership.
如果教会有任何的责任和义务呢，第一就是为
and those who want to be in leadership.
就是为领袖祷告代求。
We should be praying for Joe Biden.
我们应该为拜登总统祷告。
We should be praying for Kamala Harris.
我们应该为副总统祷告。
We should be praying for Donald Trump.
我们应该为川普总统祷告。
We should be praying for our state senators and representatives.
我应该为加州的众议员祷告。
The most important thing that we can do for those who are in leadership.Instead of worrying and fretting about them, is to pray for them.
那与其你为他们担心或者是骂他们，其实作为基督徒最重要的责任就是为他们祷告。
Now I confess that I've had to turn off the news lately.
我必须要承认说，最近我实在看不下去新闻，我一看新闻就要关掉。
Because I don't know who's telling the truth, do you?
因为看不出来谁在说真话。
But I find that when I do that, and instead, my wife and I have been doing this, instead of watching the news, we take that time now to pray.
所以我跟我的太太就在本来我们看新闻的那个时间段就开始为我们的国家祷告。
How many know who Billy Graham is?
你们谁知道？
Have you heard of Billy Graham? He's a great evangelist who used to travel all over the world.
那葛培里是二十世纪最伟大的布道家。
His son Franklin Graham now has picked up.His ministry.
现在他的儿子 Frank 也继承了他爸爸的这个布道。
If you've heard of Samaritan's Purse, which is an organization that helps the needy, he's in charge of that.
有一个撒玛利亚人的这个计划，就是葛培里的儿子在运营。
Franklin also writes in a magazine called Decision Magazine, which comes out, I think, every month.
他还主笔一个杂志，每一个月都发行。
And in his recent magazine, he wrote out a prayer that we should be praying for. The president had just been almost assassinated, the former president, and he wrote out a prayer that we should be praying for President Trump and for his family.
在最近的一期杂志里面，Frank 就写了一个代祷的词，就是讲说在川普被暗杀未遂以后，我们怎么样为他和他的家人代祷。
And I know there are a lot of people around who would never want to pray for former President Trump, right?
我也知道大家很多人永远都不愿意为川普来祷告。
But we read that prayer out loud to each other as we prayed for President Trump and his wife and his family and all those around him who were affected by that almost tragedy.
但是我们就把这个祷告词大声地读出来，为着这个事件还有在里面受到牵连伤害的人。
Our work is to pray for those who are in leadership.
我们的工作就是要为在上掌权执政的祷告。
Now the Bible says that if we do that, it will bring good results.
圣经说我们若是这样做的话、就、有好的结果。
In this passage of scripture it doesn't say it, but in Romans chapter 13 it says we should pray for our leaders because we know God is working out his plan for us through them.
这里没有明确的说，但罗马书十三章讲说我们应当为君王祷告，因为神借着他们将神的旨意行在地上。
But there are three reasons that are given here why we should pray for those who are in leadership.
在这里给出三个原因，我们为什么 要为领袖祷告。
Number one, that we may lead a peaceful and quiet life. I want you to think about that.
第一点就是因为、我们为在上的祷告，我们就可以平安无事的度日。
We pray for our leaders so that we can lead a peaceful and quiet life.
我们为他们祷告，因此我们可以平安。
It doesn't mean that our government is going to make our life easy and simple.
并不意味着政府会做一些事情让我们的生活容易一些。
But by giving our leaders to God and letting God take care of our leaders, we are able to live a peaceful and quiet life.
但因着为、领袖祷告，我们把他们交在神的手里，因此我们可以平安无事度日。
So it's sort of like this, Lord,I can't do anything to change that, but I can trust you and pray for them that you will do your work through them for your ultimate good and purpose.
就像这样的祷告，主啊，虽然我管不了他们，但是啊，我可以为他们祷告，因此求你的旨意借着他们行在这个地上。
So we pray for our leaders because, secondly, it is a way to be godly and dignified in every way.
第二点是使我们可以在使我们可以敬虔端正的度日。
I'm embarrassed sometimes when I'm online to see what Christians say to people who have different opinions than they do in the political arena.
有时候我上网看见人因为对政治的意见不一样就互相谩骂，很多人是基督徒，这个时候我觉得好尴尬。
I'm sad to hear how Christian families talk to each other when they disagree about politics and other things that are divisive.
即使在基督徒的一家人里面，有不同的政见的时候，他们都会这样互相谩骂。
And Paul is really saying is that when we are praying for others around us and for our leaders as well, this is a way that we behave in a way that is.Reflective of the way God wants us to live.
保罗在这里教导我们说，当我们为身边的人祷告的时候，敬虔端正，这个才是我们应当有的礼貌。
That means we are to behave in a godly way, or as God would have us live.
是按着神在我们身上的心意而活。
Paul says we are to walk in a manner that is worthy of our calling.
保罗说这样才能够使我们与使我们的行为与得救蒙召的恩相称。
If God has called us to be Christians, then we are to live in a way that is Christ-like. Amen?
神呼召我们做基督徒，基督的门徒，我们就行事为人该和基督一样。
So we pray for others and our leaders that we might lead a peaceful life, that we might be godly and dignified in every way. And finally, we do this because it is good and pleasing to God, or...This is what makes God happy with us.
第三点，为君王祷告是好的，在神我们救主面前是可蒙悦纳。
All right. So let's review before we come to our conclusion. I have one more thing I want to say, but before we get there.
还有最后的一点。
We're going to wage the good war by holding on to our faith and walking in honesty and integrity before God.
我们要打那美好的仗，意味着我们要持守信仰，扎根在真理的里面。
And we're going to pray for others and our leaders because we know that this is well pleasing to God.
我们为君王和掌权的祷告，因为为知道这是陶主喜悦的。
Remember what I said at the beginning? This is a way that we allow our lives and our faith not to be shipwrecked.
记得吗？我们做这些的目的是为着让我们的信仰不沉船。
Because instead of looking to the wisdom of our own ways, we are looking to God.
因为与其用我们自己的智慧我们这样做是在求从神而来的智慧。
That's why the Bible says, "Trust in the Lord with all of your heart. In all of your ways, acknowledge Him. Lean not on your own understanding." Know when you do this, he will direct your path.
就像箴言讲的说，要信靠神，把你所做的一切事情都要仰望他，他必指教你所当走的路。
Now the final part of this is the third thing that we can do, and that is we can witness to the hope of the gospel.
第三点就是见证福音的盼望。
Notice how it says this. It says a couple of things. Number one, that God is our Savior, and He desires all people to be saved and to come to a knowledge of the truth.
神是我们的救主，他愿意万人得救。
This should be good news for us.
这对我们来说应该是个好消息。
Whether it's our neighbor who is angry at God,
或许你的邻居很对神很生气。
Or a brother who does not believe in the authority of the Bible.
或者是你有一个兄弟他不相信圣经的权威。
Or someone who has abandoned their faith because of a childhood experience that was painful for them.
或者有些人有一些遭遇了童年的一些阴影，他们就离弃了信仰。
We can look at them in our minds, we can say, God desires that that person shall be a part of his family.
我们就看见神说那个人，这些人，他们都属于神的家庭的一员。
He is not willing that any should perish, but that all should come to know him.
神愿意万人得救，不愿意有一个人沉沦。
The second part we see that's a part of the gospel is that Jesus is our mediator.
第二点是基督是我们的中保。
What separates God from man? Sin.
是什么使人和神分开呢？是罪。
What bridges the gap between men and God?
是什么使神和人之间又建立起来桥梁？
Jesus Christ.
是耶稣基督。
He's our mediator.
他是我们的中保。
He's our intercessor.
是为我们代求的。
He's our savior.
是我们的救主。
And he stands between us and God and makes a way for all of us to know him and experience him.
因着基督所做的，使我们跟神之间又可得以和好。
And how did he do that?
耶稣是怎么做到的？
It says in this passage of scripture, he offered his life as a ransom for us, and he paid the price and the penalty for our sin.
耶稣基督将他付了，他舍己做了万人的赎价。
So anybody that I see, anybody with whom I have conflict, anybody I know who is rebellious against God, I know that God loves them, God desires them to be saved, and God has made a way for them to have a personal relationship with Him.
所以当你看见身边的人离弃信仰，离经叛道，或者不顺服神，就知道说，即使是这样的人，神也爱他们，愿意把他们带回到父的家里。
That's how I choose to see people.
这就是我们怎么样看待，比如说跟我们有冲突的人。
Here's a lost man who doesn't understand who Jesus is.
有一位没有得救的人，他不明白基督的恩典。
Here's a person who is lost because they're not seeking after God.
有一个失落的灵魂，因为他们没有在寻求神。
And Paul writes the church at Corinth by saying, "We are Christ's ambassadors."
保罗给哥林多教会写的信说，我们是基督的使者。
An ambassador was a person who delivered a message for the king or for someone else in charge.
使者大使就是说你是送信的。
And the Bible says that we are Christ's ambassadors. Not just Paul, but you and I are Christ's ambassadors.
不只是保罗，每一个人都是基督的使者。
I don't know how to say this in Mandarin, but how do you say, I am an ambassador of Christ?
我们是基督的使者。
I can't do that, but let's say that together. Okay, let's do it.
我是基督的使者。
One more time, real loud.
我是基督的使者。
We're ambassadors. You know what our job is? Our message, Paul says, is simply this. Be reconciled to God. Come back to God.
我们传的信息就是说来与神和好吧。
This is the wonderful job and privilege we have as God's children and as God's family.
作为神的儿女，这是我们享有的一个特权，就是传好消息。
Now chapter 2 closes with these words, and I want to just read them as I close today.
提摩太前书二章最后是这样结束的。
Verse 16.
第十六节。
Now my Lord Jesus Christ himself and God our Father who loved us and gave us eternal comfort and good hope through grace comfort your hearts and establish them in every good word. I gave her the wrong verse to read. That's very difficult, isn't it? 2 Thessalonians chapter 2, verse 16.
但愿我们的主耶稣基督和那爱我们、开恩将永远的安慰并美好的盼望赐给我们的父神，安慰你们的心。
So I want you to see these words here that come to us because of our relationship to God. Number one, He loves us.
他爱我们。
Number two, He gives us eternal comfort.
开恩将永远的安慰给我们。
And number three, He gives us a good hope through grace.
给我们美好的盼望。
So that we might be established.
因此我们可以被坚固。
That we might be established in Him.
在神的里面被坚固。
So we won't be shipwrecked.
因此我们不至于这个船被破坏。
We're anchored in Him and we're waging the good fight.
如果我们将锚抛在神的身上，并且打那美好的仗。
And we're praying for those around us and we're praying to our Heavenly Father for those who lead us and are in charge of the world that we have to live in.
并且对于我们的身边的人能够以这样的心，这样的神的眼光看他们，为他们祷告。
And if as individuals we are a witness to those around us about the fact that Jesus is calling everyone to have a personal relationship with Him.
看到说为神做见证，因为见证神的福音的盼望。
This is a way for us to hold on to our faith and not to be shipwrecked because of disbelief and disenchantment with God.
这就是我们怎么样避免自己也成为离弃信仰背道的人。
I'm praying for you in your community that you will be strong.
我在为各位祷告盼望你们在这个教会里面能够信心坚固。
I'm praying for you today that you will hold on to Jesus because He's holding on to you.
为你们祷告盼望你们都能够紧紧地抓住主，因为他在紧紧地抓住你们。
So may God bless you today.
愿神祝福你们。